This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humble ourselves. Need that mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are. That you are God besides thee. There is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Look deep down in my heart, deep down within my soul. There's any sin that so easily beset me. All right, now, Lord, I say, forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. So we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Cover us with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah, Lord, just have your way. Anoint this as a clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. And the word of God reads, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Also, we wanted to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. And the word of God reads, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Just for the next few minutes, if I may, I ask you to pray with me and for me as I bring forth the word of God tonight. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Tonight we're going to be talking about God is preparing you for great things. Get ready for all God has for you. Hallelujah. Get ready for all that God has for you. God is preparing you for great things. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, amen, we thank God for this opportunity to come before you to bring forth his word. His word will not return to him void. His word will stand because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand forever and ever. People of God, all those that are listening to this teaching tonight, positioning your life in the greatness of God. God promises an abundant life, but we cannot have abundancy unless we position ourselves in the greatness of God. Here in the book of Proverbs 29, verse 18, the eighth clause of the verse says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." You see, God is preparing you for great things. As a believer of Christ, as a child of God, He have already placed greatness in us. So we as believers of Christ must have a vision of the greatness of God and pray to be God-focused rather than self-focused. Pray to be God-focused rather than self-focused. If we are God-focused, we can walk in true freedom. We also can walk every day with a greater vision of what God is like and what he is saying, as well as doing. You see, God loves to answer desperate prayers made on our part. Have you noticed that during desperate times, prayers oftentimes are answered quickly? Psalms 79, verse 8 says, "May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need." You see, God wants us to live in that place of dependency. God wants to position us, position you and I as believers of Christ in the greatness of himself. You see, God's training for a child of God is a supernatural one. We are in a process of becoming more like Jesus. We are changing from glory to glory as we grow into a Christ-like person. Child of God, your impossibilities opens the door for the power of God's possibilities. Yes. Desperation opens the way for the greatness of God. And we, as we look around today in 2020, we are in a desperate situation. They have a pandemic that have hit this country, the world as well, on a global scale. Desperation, we are desperate to see God's hand at work. We are desperate to see a change come about in these times that we are living in. You see, God is preparing you for great things. Oh, yes, he is. Get ready for all that God has is for you. Preparation time is this time, immediately. Believers of Christ, God will never take something away from you without the intention of replacing it with something much better. Here in the book of Isaiah 41, verse 13, it says, "For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." People of God, I want you to understand that God haven't given us the spirit of fear. Bible says in 1 Timothy 1 and 7, "For God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind." So people of God, most of us don't realize how much God has been merciful to us, despise our sinful ways. God is preparing you for great things. Child of God, unfortunately, the path that takes you and I as believers to the promises of God is always wrought with thickets and thorns. Nothing worth having ever comes easy or without opposition. Storms will come, lions will roar, and our fear will be confronted. But God always allows. God allows the path to be difficult because he intends on refining us and preparing us for our place of promise. I stop by to give you an encouraging word tonight that God is preparing you as his child for greater things to come. Believers of Christ, God loves you too much to promote you before you are ready. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, it says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the fathers of light, with whom there is no variableness, variation, or shadow due to change. People of God, sometimes there are external barriers in our lives that are blocking God's blessing. At other times, however, it is not the people or things in our lives that are hindering our spiritual growth. Sometimes there are things within our own selves that are blocking God's blessing. God is preparing you for great things as a believer of Christ. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 5 and 6, the word says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the discipline of the Lord, nor be discouraged when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastises, and scorneth every son whom he receive it. Believers of Christ, when there is a character issue or a wound deep within you that is keeping you from living out your full potential as a creator in Christ, well, God will take you through a season of repentance and healing in preparation for a breakthrough in your life. So, child of God, if you sense the Holy Spirit, if you sense the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart and pointing out an area in you that you know you need to improve in through God's grace, don't ignore God's loving discipline. I'm going to say it again because it's better to be repeated. So, child of God, believer of Christ, if you sense the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart and pointing out an area in your life that you know you need to improve in through God's grace, don't ignore God's loving discipline. Because, like it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, now, no discipline for the present seems to be joyful, but grievous. But nevertheless, afterwards, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are trained thereby. Again, beloved of Christ, all those that are listening to this teaching tonight, God is preparing you for great things, for great accomplishments, promotion, for great doors to be opened in your favor. In other words, before your breakthrough comes, God will often prepare you through his loving discipline. Believers of Christ, if God is renewing a passion for you to study the Word of God, spend time in prayer, this could be a sign of him preparing you for a breakthrough in your life. So we have to study God's Word and spend personal time in prayer. For a believer of Christ, this is very important for us to do on a daily basis. See, the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy 2:15, for us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says for us to pray without ceasing. Luke 18:1, the B clause of the verse says, men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart, because God is preparing us for great things to happen in our lives. Also here in the book of Psalms 119:9-16. The Word of God gives us guidance. It is our spiritual manual that we should abide by as a child of the Most High. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy steps. Statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as I have in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statute, I will not forget thy words. Here again, the instruction is given to this young man, or it could be a young person. And again, it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? See, sometimes the Bible says that sometimes there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way there, but the path thereof is the way of death. So by taking heed to what the word of God is saying, reminded on what David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, never seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. So we must take heed, therefore, according to God's word. The book of Psalms, chapter 1:1-3 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and in his season will bring forth his fruit and his leaves are not withered, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This is the counsel of the word of God given to us for instruction on how to live our young life and our whole life according to his word. You see, the Bible is biblical instruction given before we leave earth. The word of God has an answer to every question that we have here in this life, here on earth. There is a scripture for every problem that comes up. But we must take heed and read the word of God. Go from our hand, from hand knowledge, all the way to heart conviction. So by taking heed, therefore, according to thy word, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. In other words, taking heed to what God's word is saying. Only what we do for God and say for him will last. Here, Psalmist is saying, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. That's why it's very important to study God's word, to pray and meditate on his word, that the word of God becomes part of us. It won't be just head knowledge, but it'll be deep rooted within our hearts. So when things come up in life that we're not aware of, that may come to trouble us, that we will have an answer in our heart to bring forth, to give us comfort in, because we know the promises of God is yea and amen, and all of them is God's promise. If God said it, it shall come to pass. So we must hide the word of God in our hearts, and when the appropriate time presents itself, to speak the word of God over our lives, over the situations, over the problems that we may be faced in our daily walk with Christ. So it says, blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes or thy commandments. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. You see, we can be filled with the word of God in our hearts, in our lives. But we must speak the word in order for the word to be fruitful in our lives, in order to set the word of God in motion. We as believers of Christ have the same authority and the same capability to speak things into existence. With our lips, we have to declare all the word of God from our mouth. Because you see, what is deep down in your heart, the mouth will speak. I have rejoiced in the ways of thy testimony as much as in all riches. Here it says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy word. Again, in order for the word of God to be ever so present in our lives, we must read God's word. We must set aside a time of dedication and consecration before God. We must pray and ask God to help us in areas where we may be weak. Come clean before him, according to Isaiah 1:18, that says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So, beloved, God is preparing us, you and I, believers of Christ, child of His, for greater things to come in our lives. Yes, we all need prayer. We need to pray intelligent or intellectual understanding of God's word. Knowledge without understanding is void, but knowledge with understanding put in action will bring positive results. So we need both of them in order to keep growing in the things of God. So child of God, you need biblical truth and wisdom to lead you down God's true path for your life. There is really only one way, and you must know God's objective scriptures so that you are not led away by your feelings, desires, and the worldly lives. So that's why we have to get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God, asking the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us on a daily basis. See, we are people of faith. We don't go by what we see, but we go by what we know according to the Word of God that God has instructed us and command us to grow spiritually. For us to desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. Yes, we need to personally connect with God. However, understanding God's word is not enough. We need to personally connect with God's presence as well. The Word of God says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask of the Father and it shall be granted unto you. We have to understand that Jesus Christ, He is the vine. He is the tree of life. And we, as the branches, was grafted in. So by being drafted in, it was because of God's grace and mercy that He has extended on our lives through His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You need to always, as a believer of Christ, you need to sense that the Holy Spirit is truly leading you into God's will for your life. Yes, believers of Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that is able, willing, and capable of meeting our each and every need in our lives. Yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. We need him more and more now than ever before. We are grateful and thankful because the God that we serve, he is awesome. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Again, tonight, we are thankful for being able to bring forth this word, the word of God. Amen. Bring forth a word of encouragement to let you know, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for all that God has preparing you for great things. God is preparing you for great things. Sure, it may seem as in this time of turmoil, in this time of difficulty, in this time of, hallelujah, of the unknown that is taking place, we as believers of Christ can still have the faith to believe that our God is able and willing to meet our each and every need and to bring greater things in our lives as we walk in complete obedience to what he asks us to do. So this is the time of preparation. So it is time for you as a child of God to get out of your own comfort zone. You see, before we can move forward into a new thing, we usually have to let go of something we have been doing for a long while. God will nudge us outside of our comfort zone towards unfamiliar experience to encourage us to rely on him. Child of God, our God wants us to trust him by doing what he wants us to do and going where he wants us to go. I'm going to say this again. It's better to be repeated. Sometimes we don't want to do what God said do. Sometimes we don't want to go to a different place or a different environment because we want to have it the Burger King way, our way. But I stop by to let you know that if you want greatness to come into your life, if you want to do great things for God, he sometimes will cause you to be discomfort. He sometimes will take you out of your comfort zone and move you towards unfamiliar places that you may be able to experience unfamiliar experience in order to encourage. God wants to encourage us to rely strictly on him. Yes? To rely on him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. So child of God, our God, wants us to trust him by doing what he wants us to do, and going where he wants us to go. You see, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says for us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So, people of God, we must learn to let go of what we have before we can get a hold on to something new. We must learn how to rely strictly on God daily in order for our needs to be met. Yes, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. But God is the one that we got to look on to. We got to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. So God is preparing you and I, as believers of Christ, for what he has prepared. God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you. God has put dreams in your heart, and he has written a destiny over your life. And if you trust him enough to take him at his word, you will find yourself on a journey towards the fulfillment of that dream. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So we as children of God must embrace God's process, because he is all knowing and he's all powerful. But God created man and woman to have a free will. Children of God, we make our own decisions and we reap the consequences of them. So as believers of Christ, God will allow you to mess up so that you would eventually see him as the Holy One and see yourself totally opposite, in need of him. So acknowledging your recklessness and your reliance on God is a crucial, constant step in your Christian walk. Again, God is preparing us for great things. People of God, when God brings promotion into our lives, it is often preceded by a process of preparation. This process is necessary in order to help us let go of what God has done so far, so that we can embrace what he wants to do next. In order to move forward with God, we must welcome change. Bible says again in the book of Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You see, when God brings promotion into our lives, again, it is often preceded by a process of preparation. Change that God initiates is not easy, but it is always beneficial for our growth and maturity. Oftentimes we will resist change because it affects our comfort zone. But people of God, we are certainly creatures of habit. So We have become creatures of habit, set in our own ways. But if we are to step into the fullness of what God has planned for us, we must be willing to leave our comfort zone and pursue the way that God's Spirit leads. This path will often take us through what the Bible refers to as a wilderness experience. This is where God causes new life to spring forth. So get ready for all that God has for you. God wants you to do something great for his name's sake. So he is preparing you for greater, for great things to come forth. Here the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, child of God, you have one shot at this thing called life. One life to live. And if you are on board now, you want to do now in the things of God, you want to do things and abide in the works in the Lord and for the Lord. Because only what we'll do for God, for the Lord, will last. You see, God wants to make us, as his children, usable. God likes to quietly prepare his people, his children. God is preparing you for great things to come. People of God, God knew the path of our lives before we were ever born. And he sovereignly have had his hand on our lives from the very beginning. You see, even our early years, they are never wasted. Even in times when we was not in the things of God, but we was doing things our own way. Before Christ, we were born in sin. So we was led by the lust of our flesh and the desires of the world. But after coming to Christ, gave our life to Christ, and after coming to him, our spiritual eyes came open. And our heart desire is to please him in everything we say and do. You see, part of the process is preparation. God will mold us. He will stretch us. He will break us. He will make us, if we allow him to, into the vessel set apart for the master's use, that we may be able to become his mouthpiece, his hands and feet, excuse me, that we may be able to be used for his sake. So God uses all that we have experienced thus far to prepare us for following him throughout the rest of our lives. God is preparing you as a child of his for a new level of greatness to come forth. Remember this at all times, believers of Christ, that desperation opens the way for the greatness of God. As his child, when we are desperate, when our back is against the wall and we don't know which way to go, we can look onto the hills from which coming our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. You see, you may have lost your hope and think that there is no one who understands your situation that you find yourself in. Well, I stop by to let you know that God understands. Bible says in the book of Psalms, 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul do wait. And in his word do I hope. Also in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, now the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abide in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ and all those that are listening in tonight, God is preparing you for great things. He is calling you to greatness. God calls us as Christians to greater. Greater. To have a greater walk with him. To talk to him. Our calling is to sacrifice everything we value so that we can take every great plan God has for us. But it is only when we sacrifice our selfishness that we will truly find the depths of Christ within us. People of God, we live as Christians in a world to serve Jesus Christ. And he wants us to serve others as well. It is not about being great, or is it about being the most important in the world? Because in the first place, a person who is truly great in the sight of God is the one that put the kingdom of God first. You see, greatness in the eyes of Jesus is to serve the needs of others. And Jesus' eyes are the only one that counts in the end. Jesus said, whosoever wished to become great among you shall be your servant. People of God, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with getting recognition, nor holding position, and being rewarded as long as we have the right motivation and the right reason in pursuing them. Believers of Christ, if you are looking at the bigger plan of God, you will fully experience being selfless. Selfless. When God calls you to greatness, you are called to do great things. Yes, you are called to make a difference in the world and in people's lives. And believe it or not, you are. You will have what your faith expects as long as we walk in agreement and in obedience to God's will for our lives. To obey is better than sacrifice. And the hearken than the fed of the rams, according to 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse. So the God that we serve, he is awesome. The God that we serve, he He is a God that sits high and looks low. He is a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs of our head. He's a God that is willing, able to meet our each and every need in our lives. So believers of Christ, we desire to please him. We desire to be in complete agreement with his word, with his will. So we must, in his eyesight, and just keep doing what he has asked us to do. Because he is a good God. So God is preparing you for great things. We just hope and pray that was something that we said. Through his will, through his word tonight, that have brought encouragement, exhortation to your soul. To give you encouragement to go further in the things of God. You may be in that place in life where you don't know which way to go. Your back may be against the wall and things have gone totally against you. You may be tore up from the floor. God is still in the soul-saving business. He's still able to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. But you must repent before him. You must get to the place where you totally surrender it all to him. Give your life to Christ. Surrender it all. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of your sin and saying with your mouth, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, from which your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. God loves you. Jesus loves you tonight. If we just hope and pray, that was something that we said that will encourage you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you would like to get in contact with us and for us to pray for you or send us a word of encouragement, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70519. Again, this is Busting Loose and Faith Ministries. On the leadership of Apostle Dudley Tebow and Lisa, Providence Lisa Tebow. You can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a blessed night as well as a blessed weekend, a safe and rewarding one. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God's willing, Jesus tarry until next Tuesday, same time at 6 p.m. God bless you. God keep you. Is our prayer. Good night.